we decide tonight.
Everybody's worried about.
That's true. I know.
Yeah, we do that tonight, but now we gotta talk to the teacher.
I'm here. I know I've been caught.
I won't have it Sunday during the day.
I'll find it. That's why you haven't gotten it.
Yeah.
It's in with my papers. It's just my papers are everywhere. I haven't forgotten.
For the kids.
I've been busy.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's nice that people come every year. We're not gonna do it.
No, that's why. So hopefully, I'm digging through everything tomorrow.
That are gonna do it, at least.
You don't forget the mayor, trust me.
It was a little safer when we were.
It was safer, plus some of us work until five, you know? Other ones of us work the next morning, too.
What's that guy's name?
I'm working until five.
Troy, that's him.
Yeah, he emailed us, and he's not gonna be here.
Okay.
People are upset because of the buses coming in from El Corte and all those places.
During the day or at night?
When it's on Sunday during the day.
Oh, wow, it's really cool.
I'm just, those are just the two arguments we go back and forth.
Ken, I'm going trick-or-treating to your house.
Good luck. I have to put a bowl out, and then when it's gone, it's gone, because it drives the dog crazy. All the people coming up to the door.
My brother does that, who's the comedian, does a bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
About people who leave a bowl. He's like, I took the bowl.
Can you put the agenda up on here? Is that you?
I'm trying to open the meeting up, so.
Did you?
I can't access the internet on.
Before I had the dog, I would get like 5,000 pieces of candy and run out. I mean, that's how many people came by. We counted them one year.
How do you even pay for that much candy?
That's the problem.
I thought I had a lot, 300. Holy cow.
We need to know somebody.
They say how many pieces are in each bag, and that's how you tell how many you gave out?
Yeah.
Oh, this is gone too, so it's not soon.
Now when it's gone, it's gone.
Use your camera, allow?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't even come near that anymore. Because the dog is doggy.
Poor dog.
She's protecting the house and all the strangers are showing up on it.
So we already have go-to.
Yeah, I think that's it, right?
Looks okay. Okay. Let's start. It's October 9, 4:02 p.m. And we are starting the Tourism Commission meeting. Mary Jo, can we do the roll call?
Roll call. Brian Wise, absent. Linda Baritz,
present.
Troy Mike is absent. Zakia?
Here.
Fezzenleg here. Howell?
Here.
Mayor Klein? Is in the audience, and Comptroller Laura is in the audience, and Stephanie is here with us. All right. So we have a call.
And the microphone, can people hear us?
Yes, everything is on.
The button's on.
It's on. So let's do the comments from public, limited to 5 minutes. Anyone here? No one?
I think there are some.
We're getting it.
They're not here anymore.
So the mic?
I didn't mean it.
On the bottom?
We're getting feedback.
On the bottom?
On the bottom.
Mic. There we go. Is that it? Okay.
Okay.
You might want to start over again.
So, start over the middle.
Oh, there it is again.
All right. Can you do audio? Where it says camera and then click on audio? Yeah. It says no audio. Microphone muted.
We'll leave it to my computer.
Oh, yeah, maybe no audio.
Yeah, okay. So then we don't hear anybody.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I guess.
Sounds like it's it. All right, thank you.
Thank you. So no comments from public for 5 minutes? Oh. Okay, go ahead.
If you can give your home address, sure. Your name and home address.
My name's Dave DeSimone. Home address is W4191 Southland Road, Lake Geneva, 53147.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my comments really today are just in support of Visit Lake Geneva. I operate Black Point Estate on behalf of the Wisconsin Historical Society on Geneva Lake, and I've done so now for the last 11 years. And during that time, actually prior to my time, we've been a member of Visit Lake Geneva for actually 15 years. And although we're a state of Wisconsin site, we operate on an extremely modest budget and have less than $5,000 total for marketing. So a good portion of that is spent belonging to organizations like Visit Lake Geneva. That membership allows us to reach a larger audience than we possibly could with our own marketing expenses. Not only do we benefit from their efforts to bring people to the community, we benefit from such efforts as FAM tours, familiarization tours with media. Historically, we've had, I think, 3 joint projects in part of filming Discover Wisconsin episodes. And in addition to all of those things, just the PR efforts to help get us connected to media inside and outside of our direct market really goes a long way. And as the old saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats, and I feel so many of the small entities in this community are really lifted in terms of the efforts from Visit Lake Geneva, and we just really wouldn't be able to operate as efficiently as and effectively as we can. Our attendance has gone up from 3,000 to 11,000 people over the last 8 years, and in large part is through partnerships and memberships like the one we have with Visit Lake Geneva. So thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Anyone here else? Public comment? Okay. So let's move on to the next agenda item. Approval of September 11, 2023 Tourism Commission minutes. I'd like to make a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
A second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oppose? Okay, we have a motion. Let's move on to the next one, the update from Heather Jones on the Riviera.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so an update for the last month. Looking at our website sessions, we had 2,248, which is an 8% decrease. Going to happen this time of year as things slow down with the summer tourism. But looking at our traffic sources, the top 5, first place was Google, followed by direct to our website. Third place was Facebook. Fourth was through our social media ad, and then the fifth source was Visit Lake Geneva. For the month, I had 78 active inquiries, which was up 10 from last month, 71 recorded for September of 2022, so up just a little bit from last year. Average session time frame was 3 minutes and 9 seconds, which was no change from last month. Our site bounce rate is 58.5%, which is down just 1.2%. Looking at our Wedding Wire and Not statistics, which is a membership, we had 114 storefront views compared to 91 as the average in our market category, so we're staying above average compared to our competitors. We had 16 leads from Wedding Wire and the Not, which was up 3 from last month. Looking at the hotels and lodging portion of our website, that section had 30 page views, which is a 5-view decrease from last month. Average time spent on page was 3 minutes and 30 seconds, which was just down about a second. We had a social media campaign that completed September 15th. For the month of September, we had just about 22,000 impressions through that social media ad, so it was a great success. Starting to work on the wedding show, which we'll hear from Charlie, getting that ball rolling for January. So we have dates selected and starting to work on planning for that. Currently, we have 43 events on the books for 2024. two on the books for 2025. Looking at 2023, I still have one contract out for a holiday party in December. That should be coming back rather shortly. And then four contracts were returned for 2024, all weddings. And I currently have three contracts out for 2024. 2025 is just starting to gear up. I have one contract that was returned this last month, and currently have one contract out. Last year reported on October 5th, we had 61 events booked for 2022, 42 events booked for 2023, and 5 booked for 2024. Looking at our year-to-date revenue for rental fees, we are at $294,333. And catering revenue, we have $32,797, which will significantly increase with the events that we've hosted the last couple weeks. Thanks to our friends at Celebrations and some of our other caterers.
All right.
Any questions for me?
No, sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So,
oh, I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The Riviera website is through GoDaddy, correct?
Wix,
okay. Mm-hmm. And then is it registered to the city as the owner?
I believe so, because the payment comes from the city. So I think it's registered through Lana. I could double check.
That's correct.
Okay.
It is, okay.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Heather. And you're doing an excellent job. Let's move on to the next agenda item. That would be discussion and possible action regarding independent contractor agreement. So that would be for Heather's contract. Mm-hmm. So any suggestion or input from you, Heather?
I provided Ryan with my one change for this year.
So, see, the only request you are asking for is increase in the salary and keep the whole contract exact same, and change the salary from $64,000 a year to $70,000 a year.
Correct.
So that's instead of $5,332 a month, it will change to $5,833.34 a month. So anyone has any question on that or any suggestion, any idea?
The monthly?
Monthly was $5,833.34. Okay. Sure. And the yearly was $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyone has any suggestion, questions? So can we go ahead and make motion for that change?
I make a motion to approve the change.
Yeah. I'll second. In favor?
Aye.
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 Oppose? So we have motion for Heather's contract salary to increase up to $70,000 a year, and can we ask the attorney to make a change so she can sign it? Because it's due on 1st November. So this is the last meeting we have before that. Okay. So congratulations, Heather. Continue doing good job. And next agenda item would be the update from tourism entity, Visit Lake Geneva. Hello, Deanna.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Happy fall, sweater
yes.
weather.
So you all have my update in your packet there. We have a couple meetings, partner events coming up. We have our monthly partner meeting October 17th at Pier 290. At this meeting, we are actually going to be hosting Department of Revenue Secretary Barca, which will be talking about the economy, the state of the economy of our state. We also have, I believe, one of the economists accompanying him as well. So it'll be a great meeting to attend. So everyone is invited to that. Our annual Partner Dinner and Impact Awards will be this year at the Abbey Resort, October 24th. If any of you are interested in tickets, and we have sent out invitations to our partners and municipalities, and the deadline for tickets purchases is tomorrow at midnight. So if you're interested in attending, we'd love to have you. And we'll be announcing the winners in our five categories of the Impact Awards this year. Public events, we're busy at work with the Lake Geneva Electric Christmas Parade, which is on Saturday, December 2nd, as well as Winterfest. We are just about finished securing our 15 teams for the year. And again, that will be January 31st, Wednesday, through Sunday, February 4th, 2024. So we'll be ready to start marketing this event and start pushing out the marketing and introducing people to the teams in November, and then kind of hit our stride into December and January for the event. So we're excited about that. We will be changing the format a little bit of the park, because last year, if you remember, we got a new form, and so the blocks of snow were much bigger last year, and so we need to spread them out a little bit more. So in addition to going down Wrigley Drive, we're going to kind of make that V and kind of go up Center Street as well. So we'll still have them at the Riviera, and then the ones that are at Flatiron Park will kind of go along both streets, so to kind of create a V, and to give them a little bit more room for sculpting and people to view them, and then activate the center of the park a little bit more with children's sculptures, and you know, people can see all sides of these sculptures. So we think it'll be a really nice layout. We've been working with the city and Winter Fun, who puts the competition together. So that'll be a nice improvement, we feel. We've had a busy month in September for Earned Media. At our September meeting, I gave you a little recap of our Geiger Media Tour that had just happened the week before. And we are already seeing several media pieces coming out from them in terms of website articles. So we've seen probably five or six of them so far, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. As we know, we start seeing pieces come out in print publications, online publications for many months and even a year plus after the Geiger Media Tour. So we're really happy to see that kind of immediate return on investment of that. We also, just last week, Stephanie, I'm sure I'll give you a little recap of WGN Radio. We are on a regular schedule with them to have live interviews. So Stephanie was on WGN not one day, 2 days last week in a row, as a benefit of our partnership with WGN. So WGN Radio, we were on two different shows last week, and then we're also on WTMJ Radio on a monthly basis. So that is just an additional added value to our Earned Media. And so we really are hitting the Chicago-Milwaukee market really heavily with that effort as well. You'll see on the marketing metrics that our visitor sessions and page views to our website continue to increase. We are trending several months ahead of 2022. We are already beyond, we have already surpassed all of 2022's page views. So we are at over 3.3 million page views as of the end of September, which is all of 2022 and then some. So we're definitely trending ahead. That's really great to see. Our top cities do continue to be Chicago and Milwaukee, so we're happy to see that. Events are a very popular page on our website, especially this time of year. We get into the fall. People are looking to kind of replace those things that they might do outdoors when the weather's getting cooler with events like Oktoberfests and fall events for the kids. So we had almost 70,000 page views just on our event calendar alone, all of those listings, so that was great to see. Social media continues to grow month over month. We had over 300 new followers on Facebook last month and over 100 new followers on Instagram. And our reach is really getting, you know, we're up over almost 600,000 people reached on Facebook alone this year. And TikTok, I mentioned that we just launched our TikTok page in June. And so we've got about 800 followers and quite a bit of impressions there as well. Email subscribers, we continue to grow that as well, over 53,000 opt-in subscribers on our email list. Our visitor center continues to be very busy. We have over almost 13,000 walk-ins to date at the visitor center. And just a side note on the visitor center, we are also using our visitor center as our donation drop-off for the annual bundle up campaign that we do. We're starting that a little bit earlier this year, so we started that October 1st. It will run October, November, and December through the end of the year, and people can drop off new and gently used cold weather clothing, so coats, snow pants, boots for children of all ages into the high school age group. So we're especially in need of those high school age sizes as well. And so we are going to be distributing those within the local community throughout the fall into winter to help everybody stay warm. And then our hotel activity, you'll see that, again, this is through August. We're a month behind with this because when these reports come out. So through the end of August, we're about even with last year in terms of occupancy by this time. It's minus 0.6, so that's essentially even. But ADR and revenue per available room is continuing to grow, so that is up over last year.
Yeah, could I interrupt just for
absolutely.
A second? Most of the Lake Geneva hotels aren't reporting into the STAR report, isn't that correct?
Correct. We receive this data. We don't receive our hotel data directly from the hotels because it is confidential and proprietary. But there is a reporting mechanism that pretty much every hotel in the industry knows. It's the STAR report, and that we sign up for hotels that are in our region that we're interested in knowing. And we don't know whose numbers are whose. We get a cumulative number because we're a DMO, we're not a hotel. But we do know who's reporting and who's not. And so we have been seeing a trend that there are several hotels in Lake Geneva proper that are not reporting. So this number should be taken with a grain of salt. And so we talk with the STAR, our representative at STAR, and they kind of look back to us to say, well, you know, it's an optional thing to report, but there's not much we can do about it. So we are going to be working with the hotels directly to ask why they're not reporting. So, yeah.
Yeah, do you get the numbers from city, though? Like room revenue and all
No, it's not revenue. This is an occupancy reporting. This is not revenue.
So it isn't.
So, right. So we receive a cumulative revenue from STAR that says, you know, this is how much was you know, that the hotels reported as their revenue. So that's we have revenue, RevPAR, all the typical stats that hotels report in, but no, we don't receive information from the municipalities as far as tax revenue. We just, when we get our share of those room taxes, you know, we get some reporting with that, but this is a completely different, it's more statistical in terms of visitor activity, you know, the occupancy by month, what the demand was, how many rooms they had available versus how many that they sold, that kind of thing. So it's not something that even the municipalities would have. So it's a completely different set of circumstances. So the revenue doesn't always reflect occupancy. And that's kind of what we're looking at to see, are we up or down in occupancy, how many people are coming and how many rooms are being sold, essentially, which the taxes don't reflect that. If that makes sense. So we're going to try to work with the hotels to find out why they're not reporting, because they shouldn't be getting their numbers if they're not reporting into. It's a kind of a, you know, they should get reports as well. And most hotels have like what they call a competitive set that they say, well, I want to know what other hotels like me are doing as well. And so they'll get that data in turn for putting their numbers in. So, but we just noticed, I always look on that one tab of that report, and I noticed there's like the trend of hotels that are not reporting for some reason, and we're not sure why.
So my understanding is, I don't think all the hotel is required to report. They only required to report their revenues to state and city.
Correct.
And that's also, this is something maybe Booking.com, Expedia, all those third party platform is reporting, because not every hotel is required or been asked to report.
No, this is strictly it's a subscription based program, and most definitely all of the resorts are in most brand hotels, Hilton's, Marriott's, Fairfield, et cetera, are subscribed to this program. So what happens is, though, if a hotel, if they want to know what their competition is doing occupancy-wise, the only way they would know that is subscribing to a service like this, and most hotels do this. And then DMOs do it as well, but DMOs get a different kind of report where all the number is cumulative, so that obviously no hotel is singled out. It's just a total, and that's what we report here. That's our only measure of occupancy of hotels in the area. So that's a concern to us that hotels are not participating in this. And we're not sure why, because it's a benefit to them to know what their competitors are doing as well, too. So we're going to be looking into that and seeing what we can do. But in terms of all the Expedias and all the booking engines, things like that, that's only revenue and and even taxes, because they pay sales tax and room tax as well. But it doesn't have to do with number of rooms basically rented out.
Thanks, Deanna.
Does that help?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So, and again, good news is again, we're even with last year, so I call that a win. And so we're hoping for some great fall weather. We're moving on. We started our fall advertising campaign a couple weeks ago, and then we'll be moving into holiday and winter campaigns as well. So we are marketing year-round, and we're reaching out to media and pushing all of our events and things like that. So we are moving from season to season without a break, and so hopefully that will be reflected in people staying overnight here and realizing there's lots to do beyond the boating and lake season. Lastly, the meetings and events RFP for September was great. We had 11 RFPs distributed throughout the month. You'll see in blue on your report, those are the hotels in the city proper that received RFPs that matched up to their property's capabilities. Year to date, we're at 117 RFPs that Jill, our destination sales leader, has specifically sent out and that we've received directly at the Visitors Bureau. That reflected over 4,500 room nights and over 2,400 attendees. Jill has been busy. It's show season in the meetings industry, so she is going to one, if not two, shows a month through the end of the year and having one-on-one meetings and getting lots of interest in the area and setting up site tours and sending out information upon her return from the shows. So lots of good interest with the state or with Visit Lake Geneva. And then her next show is she's going to IMEX in Las Vegas, I believe, and that is a co-op with Travel Wisconsin, the State Department of Tourism. So we are going to be in the Travel Wisconsin booth for one-on-one meetings with planners there as well. Any questions?
Questions?
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to the next agenda item, and that would be the Lake Geneva Business Improvement District. A bit, anyone from there? I guess no one is here from there.
There's nothing in the packet either.
Right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did not see that.
Okay.
Okay, so item number 9, return financial update regarding room tax from city. Lana is here.
Laura,
sorry. Dave is absent today, I think so.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just going to kind of give an overview of updates. So in front of you, one of the sheets says tourism grant commitments for the 2023 meetings, and then as for 2022, they drop off as we pay out the money for them. So most meetings have been turned in for reimbursement for 2022. So the total to date for commitment for all grants from 22 and 23, we combined these years because this is the first time we're doing this kind of spreadsheet, was a little over $215,000. But the 2023 budget approval is 150. If you want to break it down a little further, the 2023 meetings, there's actually $75,000 left for commitment for the remainder of the year for any upcoming events in this year. And then your current fund balance or cash balance is a little over $1 million. So it kind of gives you an idea, if you do any more commitments, try to not go over $75,000 for the remainder of the year to kind of stay within your budget. The city, I don't have a pack in front of me, I'm just kind of going off what I submitted. The room tax comparisons for 22 and 23 were slightly under variance, but I kind of feel, and looks like not everything was reported for August yet, we're still getting numbers in from surrounding hotels and everything, and that kind of comes in sporadically. I think we're still missing a few of them reporting. So we're a little down from last year's comparative August, which is 256. Currently it's at 199. I suspect this is going to go up a little bit once we get everybody to report for the month of August, their numbers for room tax. The financial statements, sorry, I'm in budget fog. I've been doing budget all day for the whole city, so I'm a little off key here a little bit. I'm trying to get my head away from budget for a minute. Financial statements, we did transfer room tax for September in there for $174,000. And then you can see all the expenditures list for that have come in for expenditures, promotional grants that went out the door, the events coordinator for her contract, and that leaves your net total for the period for $143,730. And then we have the balance sheet, which shows fund cash of a little over $1 million. Like I said, we transferred funding in here, and the total fund balance is $1,032,243. So the tourism has enough fund balance to accommodate all your grants that you guys have. And then the other thing that Brian wanted me to talk about, because Brian and I met with the mayor last week before he went on his trip, is the tourism actually budget. We went over the budget, we discussed different line items, some things we wanted to do and bring it up towards tourism to discuss. So the room tax we're projecting for 2024 is a little over 1.4 million. Interest income is kind of a shot in the dark. We're putting a placeholder of $10,000 right now due to the fact that interest income is very volatile. We're hoping 2024 will continue with the trend, but I honestly don't know, because if you know anything in prior years, it was not very good, and now you can see the numbers are going through the roof. For the expenditure side, for budgeting purposes, the hotel, motel, Chamber of Commerce, we are looking, I know we're still working on contracts, but we've put a placeholder of $680,000 that's paid to visit. Then the events coordinator, I just happen to know that the contract was $70,000. I was hoping you guys would approve it tonight, so it's in my budget. The promotional grant's $150,000. The tourist minister development, this is money that they can go back into the city for strictly development. And the item that's come up is Hillmore to help with projects out at Hillmore. After Brian and I discussed it, we figured it'd be a good placeholder for that right now. This money will get transferred and strictly used for anything that goes out there. This is not definitive. If we don't go forward, doesn't move, that money still stays in the tourism. Obviously, it has to come back for tourism for approval. And then the last item,
what's the amount in it?
$271,425. And then the last item is every year the tourism has been gracious to transfer to the debt service to help cover the bond. And this year the bond interest is going to be
$238,575.
So that will give you a net balanced budget at this time. That's a proposal that Brian and I worked through, hoping tourism is good with that, because I am actually working on the entire budget that's getting presented to FLR on October 17th, and this is what I'd like to put in packet. Obviously, these numbers can change. That's what budgeting is all about and guidelines. But as this time, working with Brian, he was gracious enough to go over everything with me, and this is kind of what we've come back to with his guidelines on this. If you guys have any questions on any of that.
No, this is a lot of work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we don't have it in front of us.
It was in the packet.
The budget sheet?
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For 2024?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, it's a lot.
We should get the other one.
Yeah.
It's like 100 pages. This is just one.
What specific, you're earmarking $271,000 for Hillmore. What specific projects are you looking at?
Part of it is the Knowles grant, which was $241,000. And then this line item always carried $50,000 for other municipal development items, like I believe as part of for internet that was supplied. Don't quote me on this one because I honestly don't remember. I wasn't part of that group. But part of it's helped for internet, which was in prior years. And then it was also to balance out to make sure it was a net budget as well. So the bulk of it's for the Knowles grant, I believe, was $241,000.
So is there a cap on municipal development
money? No.
No cap, but there must be a list of specific things.
Correct, and it's got to come back to tourism for the approval. So this is the place. So just like any grant that comes forward, it's $150,000. Anybody comes forward and says, we want $5,000 for this, we want $10,000 for this. It's the same concept. We have to come forward.
I'm talking about the municipal. Can you share that with FLR?
It will be shared with FLR.
The list of what municipal grants we can hand out from tourism, is that in state statute?
Yeah, I'll have to work with Brian on that. I don't have a good answer with that. He's more of an expert on this than I am. I just follow his guidelines when we're doing the budgeting, to be honest with you.
I think the main would be that has to produce the room night, the room revenue, whatever we are investing or putting that money in has to, the purpose has to be the room revenue increase.
Correct, heads and beds is believing
yes,
what
that's,
it is.
That's the main, yeah, that has to be the main. And is there, how did we come up with that $150,000 for the grant? Is there a...
That's been that way for...
Mm-hmm. But
I've only been here a year, so it's been that way since I've been here.
Is any time for us to change that? Because our room revenue has increased in the last 2 years, and if we still keep doing only $150,000 grand... Because
but the beauty of tourism is you guys have a committed fund balance of over $1 million. So if your $150,000 is your budgeted guideline and you choose to do more than that, you can actually approve that because you have restricted funds to go over and do that. This is just more of a guideline. So if you have a huge budget that comes through, then we can amend this budget to do that for it. So if you say we have a $200,000 grant we want to give out, even though the budget says 150, but your fund balance is over $1 million at this time, don't forget we have some pretty big payouts coming out for visit and some other items. So whatever that fund balance is can dictate if you want to do more promotional grants or not.
So go ahead.
So sometimes we pay the interest for the Riviera.
Every year since.
Right. We can't pay the principal, only the interest?
Correct. That's according to the guidelines I was told.
Okay.
So that's what that number is. It's just the interest. And the interest will go up for the next couple of years, unfortunately.
So how many years are we going to keep paying the interest on Riviera?
I don't know what the agreement was with the city. I believe they're going to go till that bond is paid off.
And we don't know how many years the bond is left. Maybe
the mayor
would
know.
We can start paying on the interest on the Riviera, on the principal on the Riviera loan. In 2025.
Okay.
And the other one, I believe, is either 2030 or 2031.
So it's a while. Okay. And
so as to how long we're going to pay interest, that depends on if we decide to pay it off or not.
Correct. Or refinance and lower it as well.
But that's part of the reason we have to maintain the balance in the general fund.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So if
you
want to pay it off,
we can. After so many years, you can go off and pay off a bond if you want. But it has to have so many years behind it before you can do that.
And is I know when we are not the part of the budget commission, but is there a way we can divide these three main budget items in like three categories, like the grant, the municipal development, and... the contract for Visit Lake Geneva and Heather, like can we divide the whole fund in three categories?
I'm sorry, on what? Because we already do that now when we do the financial statements. It's already listed individually. I'm not
kind
sure.
Of like cap, like report? put a cap on them. Like see right now, the budget approves only $150,000 for grant. Like that, can we have a cap on each category?
There is a cap on Heather's contract, on the events coordinator contract, is a cap of $70,000, so that's not going to go any higher unless it comes back to commission and you guys approved it,
for
which you disapproved tonight. The municipal one would be capped at $271,425. The only volatile one is the $150,000. Yes, you should only hit it $150,000 unless there's a special one that comes up, and then at that point, as tourism can come back and say, well, we want to do an additional bond or additional grant, and at that time, we'd have to amend budget for you guys. So. Yes, I agree. 150 should be your targeted number because, like right now, just for if you looked at 2023 number on that spreadsheet, you guys have actually stayed very well within your limits, and you have $75,000 left for this budgeting year to give out for the remainder of 2023. Mm-hmm. But yes, you can definitely once you hit 150, you can stop and say that's it. We hit our budget limit for the year, and we're not giving out any more grants until the following year.
But isn't the Tourism Commission supposed to give out more grant to bring the room revenue? That's all I'm asking, that do we supposed to have the more amount for the grant because that's what would bring the room revenue?
Not necessarily. It's whatever comes into your fund balance, and if you're accumulating for a particular reason, or like last year in 2022, you guys went way over that budgeted line item, and it goes into your fund balance. The part that I think I would caution you on is your fund balance right now is a little over $1 million. We have one more probably big payout coming into tourism, but then keep in mind, we have Visit Lake Geneva, we'll be paying them at least $680,000. So that will cut that very quickly in half. So you want to try to maintain a decent fund balance. It's never been set what your fund balances you want to maintain, but you also have your other expenditures as well. So if you had a grant come forward and you only have $200,000 left in your fund balance, you're going to have to determine, do we want to give that all away and have zero? Then we have to wait till the city then starts giving us our portion of it, because the city takes the first $362,000. That's what the minimum the city can get, and then it's 30% over that amount after that. So 150 has kind of been a good placeholder for the guide of the tourism, because at the end of the year, I guarantee when I come back to December, this balance will be down between 200 and 300,000 possibly after we pay out Visit and everything else.
Yeah, so that's why I was just trying to add this number. If we're doing the municipal development, the Riviera interest, that what, 238,000? And then if you do the Hillmore also, that's 271,000. So like our municipal development category is going to be
238 is the Riviera bond payment.
Yes.
The interest.
But the category is the municipal development, so the both amount combined is going to be more than 500,000.
If that's what's approved,
if
yes.
If it's get approved. So we are putting almost 500,000 from tourism to municipal development. We are paying around 600,000 to Visit Lake Geneva.
Almost 700,000, actually.
Yeah, almost 700,000. But then the grant to do all these small events to bring the tourism in town is only 150,000. That's the where I'm stuck at. That can we work on that number? I know we can approve that if we go over, but from beginning of every year, can we increase that number? Because our room revenue has increased in last 2 years. Everything is being increased, but not the grant amount.
Correct. You can increase it, sure. Then your question is, what are you reducing elsewhere?
You'd be reducing us.
Well, oh, not necessarily.
No, not necessarily. It should not be like that.
Correct. But with this current budget, I just want to keep in mind is, when it has come to you, my time frame is extremely tight. So if this doesn't get passed, it's very well possible you guys might not have a budget in place in time for me to continue down this road. But this is just a guideline. This can be amended or changed at any time. So I would probably recommend and wait till Brian comes back and have this conversation
course,
with him,
course,
because
yeah.
He's the one to help me put this all together, because
sure.
I don't have the nuts and bolts, unfortunately, of the history that Brian has.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask that.
But no, that's actually a very good question, but yes. But at the end of the day, I think the caution is, what's your fund balance, how much you want to give out. Then their side of it is the grants you do give out. I know that's a very big nut is, okay, how much you giving out? Are you giving it out during prime tourism season that you visit's done a great job? You're going to have people come in here anyways. Why are we giving someone to market Venetian Fest? I'm just throwing this out. Venetian Fest. You already have Visit already promoting these people like crazy, so why is tourism giving them money? You're not going to get any more heads in beds with the greatness that they do here. So then look at your grants. Do you do grants outside the parameters, which I know Brian has talked about? Your prime season for tourism is May through Labor Day. So you want to do the bookends to get more events here to promote beds and heads and help Visit with that. So I think that's maybe where the thoughts came with a little bit of the 150,000, if you refine that a little bit. And then look at how much grant money you're giving. JC's are a great program. I think they do great. But $45,000? Do you cap your grants to 10,000 to give it to more people that want to come in front of you? So I think a lot of that plays in conversations, and I think Brian would be a very good one to have those conversations with. I don't have a lot of history, unfortunately, with that, just what I've seen in the last year.
Well, Laura, for being here less than a year, you've caught on quick, so thank you.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, go ahead.
And just to clarify, on the agenda, we're just accepting the financial
Correct.
Update. We are not voting on the budget numbers.
Yeah, we are only discussing and
so just
asking the question.
Update, room tax, financial, current budget, and distributions, list of outstanding unpaid tourism, current
budget. But
we're not
budget. Voting on number 9.
No.
There's no action. So
no.
Just understand, when you go to the budget meeting, we didn't vote on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we are just asking question and,
correct.
And that's all. We are just asking.
Brian just wanted to put this in front of you because I'm in draft form now with budget. So then I'm sure when he comes back, he'll bring it back for more conversation. But for me to put a placeholder and everything, this is where I'm moving forward on it.
And then one more question. So before the visit gets their amount, their portion, do you put the grant amount on the side and the municipal development on the side and their percentage comes out, or their percentage comes out before that? Like, how do you?
So their percentage is based on 35% over $500,000 of room tax revenue.
So it doesn't matter what we, okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how much we use for grant or all municipal development. Okay.
Correct. Their set contract is 35% over 500,000, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Over 535.
Okay. 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 Anyone has a question?
Oh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Let's move on to number 10, the discussion and action on tourism promotion grant. And we have Eva Minel Trail Dress. Do we have someone from there? Yes. You have two of the race. Are you doing the both of them?
We are hosting two events, but today I'm here on behalf of Abominable Snow Race only. So
The snow, not the trail.
Yeah, I was scheduled last month and have to say I apologize for missing. I thought it was second Tuesday, so I was here. Nobody else was here, but I was here. So
are you coming back for the trail?
No, we're going to ask for a grant next year on the trail race.
Okay,
we are hosting that event on November 18th and expecting 400 racers. But just given the time frame, we're not going to be able to turn that around with the grant. So my name is Bill Wolf. I'm with ASR Events, and I'm here on behalf of Abominable Snow Race. I am seeking $7,000 grant for our Abominable Snow Race to put 250 heads in beds. For those that don't know, Abominable Snow Race is a winter obstacle race, so you can think Spartan or Tough Mudder, but in the winter. This is our ninth year hosting the event and our sixth year in Lake Geneva. Over the last eight years, we've put 11,000 racers through our event. 60% come from the Chicago, Rockford, and Milwaukee areas. And 40% outside. We typically run about 25 states coming into town. So, since 2021 and our first tourism grant, we have grown the event 150% from 500 racers to 1,300 racers last year, and we're looking to grow that to 1,700 this year. 50% of our racers are between 30 and 45 years old with family and a discretionary budget. We have grown from about 120 heads in beds to about 215 heads in beds last year, and we partner with really any hotel, but Fairfield, Bella Suites, Harbor Shores, and Geneva Lake Lodge. Last year, we were granted $10,000, and portion of that was used to upgrade our website, which we're grateful for, with our stay and play page, as well as highlighting our hotels and things to do within Lake Geneva. We partner with countless businesses downtown: Topsy Turvy, Tap House, Next Door Pub, Studio Winery, Bottle Shop, Candle Mercantile, House of Music. Lake Geneva Zipline is our home, has been for the last 3 years. And we've signed a three-year contract with them. We continue to host there. So seeking $7,000 to expand our marketing campaign, particularly in digital. We find the most highest conversion rates in email and social. That's about 50% of our total marketing budget. We do not need any website. We'll be leveraging some of that from last year. And a portion we'll use for Yeti sightings. So next Friday and then November 12th, 13th, we'll bring our Yeti downtown with a photographer, and we use this to promote heads in beds and, you know, all of the great things to do downtown. So Portion of the proceeds is donated to Lake Geneva Food Pantry. We've raised over 10,000 cash the last 2 years and over a ton of food, and we will be doing a food drive from our trail race through the snow race for that 3-month period with select partners around downtown. So we look to hopefully double that. Our goal is $5,000 plus some food. So with that, I'll take any questions you have about our event.
Your event last year was awesome.
Thank you.
And it's been great to see it grow. Is it the weekend before Winterfest or 2 weeks?
It is, yes. 1 week before.
Yes. And so I liked it because it gets the crowd moving. And because the challenges, if you haven't seen the race, it is so cool. But they're wiped out, so they actually stay here.
Yes.
This is an event that keeps people here.
It's a great location for us as well. You know, we've been at other locations where it's fairly remote. Great terrain, but you know, people really do want to come in Friday and Saturday. We host a packet pickup Friday night where 400 or 500 people come to pick up their packet, and we push them into downtown.
Okay. Well, and I wanted to say that too. I think you're an example of really working with all the downtown hotels and partners.
Thank
you. So you've been spectacular with that.
I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're doing a good job there.
Yeah, I think $7,000 is a great investment for bringing in 250 heads and beds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in off-season when nobody wants to come. So that's a perfect timing.
We have very little competition.
Yes, yes, yes.
Make the course harder, though, so they stay a couple more days.
Yeah, exactly. Tire them out, yeah. No, and we want to do the same with the trail race. Apologize for missing last month. Otherwise, we would have included that. So.
Sure. And I even like how you do Yeti and do the pictures and the promo.
Yeti,
you do
a
good job with your digital.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yes. So far, it was wonderful last year, yes. We met a few people there, so.
It's easy. Lake Geneva is a great town.
Yes. So,
show off.
I like to make motion for $7,000.
I'll second.
Okay. A favor?
Aye.
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 Oppose? Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And good
Appreciate
luck.
It.
All the best. Okay.
Right.
The next item, the 2024 Tavern League of Wisconsin Spring Conference. Is anyone here from there? I guess no one is here.
They're at a bar.
I think they were here last time. Okay, so next agenda item would be Lake Geneva Winter Bridal Show. Anyone here?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did everyone get this in their packet? Please, I can give you one.
Let's see.
Do you have extras?
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Oh, good. I made enough. Can you even get one?
Thank
I get
you.
One. All right. Thanks, Charles.
Step up from last year, right? I remember last year.
Yeah.
Right? We were missing.
Well, we were missing something. I forgot what it was.
Okay. Good job.
So, good evening, everyone. This is the Lake Geneva Winter Bridal Expo. This is our 5th year. We do it in conjunction with the Riviera. It's located at the Riviera, and Heather is a big help to us. They attend it and have a booth and do sales there. So we're asking for a $15,000 grant. I'm not asking for a raise. Like, I'm going to do it on last year's number. So. And we spend significantly more than that, but this helps us subsidize a lot of the online advertising and sort of upgrade the program. The other thing it enables us to do is the event is free. So I think we get much better attendance because it's free. Last year we had over 600 attendees, and we had 1,300 and some people sign up on Eventbrite. We run a free ticket through Eventbrite, and then we gather your information, we give it to the vendors. And then we give it to all the hotels or whoever's participating as a vendor gets the information. And then everybody can follow up and try and book weddings. I'm also affiliated with Celebration Catering. We must have booked 15 weddings out of this. But I'm also affiliated with the Bella Vista. We booked over 500 room nights, just said a 39-room motel. So a lot of room nights getting booked. I would say thousands, easily. Weddings are a big part of what we do in Lake Geneva. And because we're safe and we're clean and we're fairly priced and we're beautiful, we're just a logical place. Plus, our location's good. We're sort of Madison, Milwaukee, Rockford, Chicago. It's an easy central location for everybody to gather. So those are the numbers. So if you guys have any questions. And the second, I did include a budget this year in the back. It's not perfect, but if you recall when we go to get reimbursed, and I don't think we quite got $15,000 last year. I don't know if you have access to the paperwork. We submit the actual invoices so the comptroller knows exactly what we spent the money on. Right now we're guessing, you know. although I do have to say Facebook's gotten better again. They kind of figured out the algorithm that was blocking them on iPhones and Apple, all Apple products. So any questions?
Charlie, I love that you do it in January, and I've seen it grow over the last few years. So I think this is great because it's a staple, and it helps Heather big time and your downtown hotels big time. So
right. For
me, with just what our mission is, it's right on track.
Well, and I also want to, I look at the numbers, and you know, I'm an old tourism alumni. Visit Lake Geneva and the Tourism Council has done a great job. I mean, it's all in the numbers. Look at them. Mm-hmm. I mean, revenues. I mean, I'm going to say hotel revenues are up 30-40%. I don't know the exact number. You would know. Yeah. Might as well let us know now. I'll give you a chance.
We go year by year, so I'd have to look back over the last 5 years.
Okay, well, we're not going to count COVID.
But we were up 35.8% after COVID.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just because of COVID, and then another 14%.
Yeah,
so we're up over 50%
amazing.
The last 3 years.
And I see you everywhere. They should have taken a picture of you. I drove by, and you were gazing out on the lake off a bench. And I was like, oh, okay. She lives it. She lives the lake life. Okay, sorry.
Mary Jo has a question.
Yep. So thank you for the print packet, because the third sheet, the specific budget, is not actually in the packet. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Oh, okay.
Is that specific sheet. And of course, that's over $15,000, which is perfect because it shows us what else you're spending money on. But just to do the addition, what you're looking for reimbursement for would be the online advertising. That's the first one. Email marketing, Google placement, radio, website, and maintenance. So that would total $15,000.
Yes, and we spend a lot more than that. I have a girl that works on this year-round.
Yeah,
know,
it's I not think like, that's what we're looking for is the total budget, so we can see that we're just a piece of it, but that you're focusing in on those items, because that's what I'll list in the minutes.
And so there's no time in there for me or any of the celebration staff or any, you know, I have a lot more expenses than that.
Yes,
but they're not reimbursable here, so I don't even bother presenting.
Right, but next year, too, if you can include this sheet in the packet.
I think I submitted that to the city in an email, but I'll just bring a packet. It's easier, right? And this is where we had a little problem last year. I didn't know I was supposed to submit a budget.
This page,
Right.
Wonderful. At least you categorize everything, and we know exactly where each dollar is going. So, so that's a wonderful event you're doing in January. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, you're all welcome to come. It's free. I don't know if anybody's planning on getting married. But
why not?
Yeah. You just got married.
I don't do it again.
Oh, yes, question. There's a question.
I would like to make a motion to approve the
$15,000 for bridal shower show. I would like to second that. Any questions? And all in favor?
Aye.
And oppose? Okay, congratulations.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, right back at you.
Yeah, it was an interesting question on the budgeting. Good question. We'll see what they say. All right, thank
you. We need to bring new ideas, right?
Well, that also, but I have to say the funding of the Riviera has worked out beautifully between
yes, definitely.
Richard Driehaus, God rest his soul, and the mayor and her vision and everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Top quality business to Lake Geneva. It benefits everyone.
It does.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next agenda item. Yes, update regarding Visit Lake Geneva contract with Tourism Commission. So let's start the discussion. Anyone have any inputs? I guess Stephanie?
Well, it's your contract with us, so...
What would you like us to... We are not voting on today, or we are not approving anything today. We are starting the discussion. So anything you like to say, anything anybody like to say, and then we'll go from there.
Well, we had our first meeting with Brian a couple months ago, and it's really a scope of work that you want us to do. So he sent us, you know, it was myself and Brian and Dave Securus, who's our chairman of the board. And so after that first meeting, we never received like a draft of what he was looking at.
So you don't have anything yet, okay.
Yeah, so it's really, it's truly your contract with us that you want to tell us the kind of scope of work you'd like us to do.
Okay.
So it's in your packet.
Have you thought about anything, or what would you like to offer beside what you've been doing? Like, what do you think, what are your ideas? Because we are
there's so much that we do for you that's not in that contract. So just talking about RFPs today and meetings and conventions and all of that stuff, it's not in there. We'll have to have a conversation about events, because just for a lot of things, but you know, Winterfest is one of the events we do, but it's all really about heads and beds. And so a Christmas parade that is in that contract, that doesn't generate any heads and beds. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's something you say, that's not a scope of work we want Visit Lake Geneva to do. But it's really, it's a conversation that the Tourism Commission needs to have about, you know, looking through the contract you have with us today and saying, ooh, we'd like more of this, less of that. I mean, I like to think that we over-deliver and under-promise in that contract, because in that contract, you know, the scope of earned media that we go after, you know, it's just like a line in there with travel writers. And so there's just a lot that we do that, you know, we just do because we want to be excellent. Mm-hmm. So it's this is really your contract and you guys coming together saying, we'd like more of this, less of this.
But do you have any suggestion,
or
do you have anything in your side, what you would like to offer city? Like, as a Visit Lake Geneva, do you have any ideas? Like, you want to, yeah, like,
well,
you want to add some event, or?
It's really up to you. It's up to, am I wrong on this?
Contract.
Yeah, it's the city's contract.
So we can do anything we want then?
Well, it's
it's you. Dennis got it.
Telling us, you know, if you like what we're doing and you want to keep the contract as is.
So.
But like for negotiations, Brian just had one conversation with us, and that's been it.
That's it. There is no other conversation.
So it didn't focus on any areas.
It was just very broad.
Very broad. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so I guess I have a couple of question or suggestion, and we all can start discussing or thinking about it, is what do you think Lake Geneva would benefit in room nights by adding some kind of new events? Just like you said that the Christmas parade doesn't do much overnight. It's just for the locals. Just like that, any other ideas that we should start thinking about, or granting those events, or start new events, that it would be the perfect for Visit Lake?
We don't have the staff. Like, we're already maxed out with events. And Visit Lake Geneva, we aren't even supposed to be throwing events, really. It's not. We market every single day. So there's nobody doing that in terms of, this is Visit Lake Geneva. Every day we're advertising somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Every day, whether it's television, radio, digital, social media, we're out there every single day. So that's something in the contract mm-hmm. that you don't really see. We're the only organization doing that. So an event is one and done. We do it every single day. And so that's something that, you know, as you look at the contract and review, that I think is important to note, you know, that it's never one and done. Mm-hmm. That's great for 3 or 4 days, but we're competing against Milwaukee and Wisconsin Dells and those people with $20 million budgets. And so we've got to be really creative, which we are, and going after business, whether it's meetings and conventions and earned media, travel writers, all of that stuff.
Of course, of course. You're doing a wonderful job. You're doing more than you're supposed to be doing, but just wondering what we are looking for next 3 years, something new that we should come up with then, because we are doing same thing or same events for last, 10 years?
Well, Winterfest, if we stop doing that, the community would kill me.
No, we are not stopping anything. Yeah. I would like to add more.
No, yeah. Yeah, Ken.
No? You cannot think of anything?
No, he's...
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Bottom line is you're happy with the contract the way it is, and if you want to know if there's anything more from us that we want you to do, right?
Or different. You know, if...
Okay, but you're happy with the way it is now, and if we didn't change a thing, you'd be good with that. Because if not, we need to know what you need.
What?
I can't speak.
Yeah, that's right.
You cannot speak?
Unless you suspend the rules.
Unless you suspend the rules to let her talk.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I second.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
All in favor?
Yes, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Refuse.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to add that in the contract on page 2, paragraph 4, and ultimately, talking about events, like Stephanie said, events are pretty much one and done. They have a massive impact for that one weekend or that one day only. A DMO, a destination marketing or destination management organization like Visit Lake Geneva, markets 24/7 year round. That's what our job is, and that's what this contract is for. This contract, if you recall, the first contract we had with the Tourism Commission, the events weren't even listed in it. They were just added the second contract. So it is not about events at all. I mean, yes, events do great things, and these are events that historically the chamber has always done. So that's why they're in here. But it really should be about paragraph 4, which states, VLG is to provide tourism promotion and development. The commission hereby designates VLG as its tourism entity as required under Room Tax Act, and VLG shall develop and implement tourism promotion and development and provide destination marketing and staff and services for the tourism industry in the city. That pretty much summarizes the purpose of the contract and what we do all year long. So I just wanted to echo Stephanie's sentiments that let's not put too much of an emphasis on events. And we just want to be sure, too, that, again, those events, many of them, I think all three of them, minus the restaurant week, we work in collaboration with the city. The city has historically provided services to Winterfest and the parade primarily. Really, it's concerts in the park. We'll take that one out. But those two winter events, historically, the chamber and the city have worked with the city equally to provide services for that. The city has provided manpower and police and fire protection, things like that, for those events, because those are historically a chamber function, which began decades ago. We're no longer just a chamber. We're also a tourism CVB, and CVBs historically do not manage and own events. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of an anomaly in the CVB world, in the Convention and Visitors Bureau world. So chambers, not so much. Chambers a lot of times have events to raise money to exist, so for fundraising.
Yeah,
so,
but this is in the capacity of a destination marketing organization.
Correct.
So like every day at our visitor center, they're helping, you know, thousands of people every month, face-to-face service, visitor guides, all of those services that wouldn't be here if it was just an event.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really well put.
And I think most of the CVBs that I know, and there's very few of them that own and manage events, they have a separate entity, like a sister company or a foundation or something that runs their events. It's not run by their day-to-day CVB operations. So just to give you some perspective on why we're separating it. And so we want the focus to be on the tourism promotion and tourism development aspect, which is by state statutes and how you spend your money as well.
Thank you.
So the bottom line is, if we take any mention of specific events out of the contract, that makes you happier than what it is now? Or if we keep everything the way it is now and everybody does what they've been doing, you're happy and we're happy?
I think that Given the state of how budgets are, I think with the events, we probably would want some assurance that that collaboration and support from the city for the events that we're required to do per this current contract, those would remain the same. So we wouldn't get blindsided by if it were all of a sudden we were charged for something that we haven't ever been charged for in the last 40 some years of Winterfest, for instance. So I guess something like that. So we budget for these events appropriately based on what support we've had from sponsors, from the municipalities, things like that. And if surprise charges or anything like that would change in the future, that would be on us, but yet it's we're still obligated by this contract.
Working with the city, so.
Correct.
Yeah.
We would
so
just.
So when you say charges, is there anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah, so right now the council adopted a moratorium on waiving fees. So, I mean, this is supposed to be coming up to FLR with the waiving of the fees policy. And I'm looking at the finance chair, and I think that's what Deanna is referring to,
yeah.
Because when you look at the Riviera pages, the Riviera was comped 6 times. In other words, the city paid for it, and I think three of those? Six?
We've only ever used the Riviera for Winterfest.
Right, which is how many?
Well, it's the... Well, no, it's Winterfest has been around for 40-some years.
No, I mean, how many nights, how many days?
Oh, it's about a week. Because we start set up, we use the lower level for
Winterfest to come in. I think that's what she's talking about, is the city is looking at a policy of not comping or not waiving fees. We were entertaining a comprehensive policy.
Right.
And then, we might as well talk about the elephant.
Right, and that's because you mentioned it at BID, and that's what kind of gave me pause to think about this.
We couldn't afford to do it.
We couldn't even afford to do Winterfest. And again, these events like Winterfest and the parade, again, have always been collaborations with the city. They're, you know, so we can't say that for any other private event. So say if the Lions Club came up here and said they wanted the, again, it's not that same history. So again, every event is different. We understand that. But we just wanted to, again, bring that up, because if all of a sudden it's in our contract and then all of a sudden we have to pay for that or we have to pay for something else that we had not anticipated, it would be beyond our budget to hold this event. And then what do we do because it's in our contract? So we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place if that's the case,
so
if it ever happens.
City.
Well, there's in terms of expenses, the city owns the spaces that we're using. So it's...
So I have a question and suggestion both here. So in this event to properly document everything, does the Visit Lake Geneva supposed to come to tourism and get the grant approval to use that for the Riviera usage or no?
It's really just one pocket to another.
I know it is the same thing, but I don't know how city regulations are. I don't know.
Even though it's in here, if you couldn't afford it, you could come for the grant.
But it would be a risk.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of just, you know, does the city want to continue the collaboration and support it like it has in the past and just give it rather than, you know, this? It's the same thing with other elements of Winterfest. You know, we have we sit down and have department head meetings with all the department heads, and every department from the police and fire to public works to parking are in on it. We pay, and just, you know, to be clear and transparent, we've never asked for a waiver of fees for parking for any of our events. We've paid those for the last 4 or 5 years that I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not anything that we've asked for. Honestly, I'm not aware of any checkbox on any permit that says we're requesting a waiver of fees. This is just the way it's always been done, and that's all I'm saying is that if that were to change,
we couldn't do it.
This would sort of be, we'd be putting ourselves in a position to not be able to abide by this particular contract. So it's not something that the Tourism Commission is going to control this contract, and then the City Council is going to control everything else in terms of the fees. So that's why there could be a conflict, is what I'm saying, is what we're saying.
We could line item it separately in the tourism budget.
Yeah.
Like that. Just for documentation.
Municipal development.
Correct.
You know, maybe we don't want to pay for trails through the wetlands. Maybe we want to pay for these events instead.
Right, and it's just a matter of what's a hard cost to the city. you know, yeah. I mean, I know that there's a hard cost with, you know, police, fire, but again, it's like with any event that again, it's, I think it's more or less
documenting
whatever
properly,
the city decides to do. I mean, are they going to charge every event, whether it's Venetian Fest or the art fair for police coverage or whatever.
Finance
so
is looking
right.
At it.
So yeah. I guess
staff
it's just a matter
came up with a comprehensive policy.
Right.
So that
and how do we plan for that if that's
okay.
not figured out by
yeah,
the
no,
by the time
that's
we do budget.
Fair
so
to
yeah,
mean
so it's just
it's
a
here. It's good that you brought it
yeah.
up.
Yeah. But again,
and Ken, that was my hesitation to you
right.
with the
Oz yeah.
and the
yeah.
is Winterfest costs like visit Lake Geneva, the city is a true partner
yes.
in this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We could not do it without the city,
right.
but Visit Lake Geneva, we pay Winter Fun to get sculptors mm-hmm. here, then we solicit all the donations for
as much sponsorship as we
yeah,
can to cut costs.
For 60 people to have hotel
right.
rooms and meals and transportation,
yeah.
and so it's a beast.
Yeah, we're definitely spending a lot of money out of pocket too,
yeah.
as everybody else is, we understand
and
that.
And the city, right.
But I guess it goes to say that these events were not in the contract the first time around, they were in the second time around, so just I wanted to put that out there. Do they need to be in the contract? Because we don't want to give these events, you know, against Winterfest is great for tourism. Again, we want to do events that we know bring room nights.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would like to have you guys sit down and write out what events we're talking about that you want to make sure we don't charge for. And then talk with Brian and come up with some wording on that, and then we'll know. I mean, that might even help us in our parking rate fees. We might decide to say, okay, we're going to write into our agreement that this event is always going to be paid for. This one is it, or this one, or maybe mm-hmm. we have to do it as Mary Jo said, we take it out of a different part of the mm-hmm. tourism, out of our budget. But we need to know which ones we're talking about so that we can put it in the contract the proper way.
Yeah,
otherwise, we're happy.
I guess you just need to document properly. I guess that's what it is here.
Well, I mean, if you want to put them in the notes, it's really just Winterfest and the parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's those two events.
Because Restaurant Week isn't affected, and we pay for all our fees at the park. We pay for, you know, we get a nonprofit waiver, you know, as the event permit, and then we pay for the parking in for our bands, just two
we'll
slots.
Get it down in writing, and we can
okay.
look at the contract the way it's been adjusted, and then we can go from there and get
so
it done.
We
don't want to lose this agreement.
Meeting. Do you know what I mean?
So how do we submit that, and who do we submit it to?
To Dave, because Dave's the one in charge of looking at the waiver policy.
Well, there's a lot more, too, with, like, for Winterfest, for example, the snow plows and
yeah, I think Dave has a chart that
okay.
we've started to look or we've looked at.
Okay,
and that's why
okay.
the staff looked at it and said, "Oh, this is more than just parking," and so they found a policy that they had they want us to look at adopting and like across the board.
Okay.
It's been on FLR.
Oh, yeah. No, I've
the
seen
policy
it.
Has been in FLR, yeah. but it's important that those numbers that Dave has match what you're thinking.
See, that's just it. We don't know what these numbers are because we've never been charged for them. So. Okay.
And ask him to share the document
okay.
that he has. Maybe reverse it.
I'm sure he would be glad to help, and then we can get
yeah.
it all done and have everybody understand
yeah.
it,
yeah.
and we can get the job done.
Okay.
So you know what we're looking at is
mm-hmm.
the document that he has.
Yeah.
Because
these are just, again, things that, again, this has been always been a partnership between the city and the chamber since it's the inception of the event. So mm-hmm. it's never been discussed with us. Like, this is how much this costs us. And this, you know, if
mm-hmm.
you were to be charged, we have no idea what any of that is.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things, you know, and maybe there are some things that they're doing that we don't even know about.
So I think it's
hard to come to an agreement. We just got to know what we're talking
okay.
about.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's the right time to document. That's all. That you have a waiver. You don't need to pay.
Well, and
somewhere.
I noticed that Laura, actually the number she gave that she has as a placeholder was much lower than we have even right now.
For?
She said for the placeholder for Visit Lake Geneva, she had 680.
Yeah.
And I think right now we're at 713.
Okay.
But that includes the percentage.
Oh, that's the overage?
Yeah, the overage.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know what that includes.
Yeah, so I didn't know.
But I don't... But
right.
was the revenue budgeted for the overage? I think it.
As long as
it's not in the revenue, it shouldn't be a problem. Because if they have an overage, it'll be in the revenue, and they'll have overage anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just had a placeholder for a lump sum, and that lump sum was less than what we have now.
Yeah. I wonder if it's yeah. It would just be a matter of if there was.
Yeah.
If
so
the overage is budgeted for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if there's more money, there's more money. Everybody wins.
Right.
Right.
So we can have that conversation with Laura next meeting? Or we can put that in agenda, Mary Beth, that exactly, right?
Well, the are you talking
about their amount? Or it's going to be different
it's
anyway?
Be in the contract. I mean, it'll be.
And once we know the numbers, we can you can come back with the contract that we can probably approve at the next meeting of this commission. Okay. You've got to have those conversations first.
Before the end of the year.
Right, right. Well, it's been hard too because Brian's been gone.
And I have some other questions if we are.
Sure.
Okay, so this is just the basic simple stuff on item number 8. There is number 5. It says that from Visit Lake Geneva's website, provide complimentary website link to City of Lake Geneva Downtown Business Improvement District for the bid website. Can we add one more in there to provide? I know you already have it, but can we have something in a contract that provide link to Riviera website? Because I don't see that. Just because now we have Riviera website.
The Riviera is listed under meeting and event venues, wedding event venues, so it's got several listings on our website.
I know, no, you do have it, but there is no mention in the contract.
Oh,
so can
oh
we
I
just,
see what
that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
can
sure
we just
oh
add something? That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
that's
see easy that. Yeah. And so then, yep. And then number, same item number 8, item 8, inside the item 8, it says that Visit Lake Geneva's strategic plan initiative should be designed to enhance downtown Lake Geneva tourism industry. Can we change that to City of Lake Geneva? Not just the downtown, like a whole City of Lake Geneva?
I wondered about that too.
Yeah, hotel.
And
that.
I think we've even talked about that.
Yes.
That sounds familiar. Because there is a lot of focus on downtown and we're not sure
and it's
why.
The city.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That's
I
all.
Like
that's,
that.
Yeah, so that's a few things. And then same thing in number 9 underneath,
yeah,
it says that VLG will continue to work with Lake Geneva downtown bid. Instead of that, the City of Lake Geneva or City of Lake Geneva Hotel Motel, whatever the other word.
Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had made that,
yes,
that note too, so
yes,
thank
yeah
you for
yes
saying that.
I don't know what that we want to delete bid, but maybe add.
No, it's really hard to have bid because we're a completely separate entity.
Well, and you have hotels all around the city, not just downtown.
Right.
And that's
and
where
so,
it gets,
yeah,
it gets
really
a little convoluted.
Downtown specific.
Right.
Yeah.
And we know and we,
yes,
we promote.
I know you
downtown
do already. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've
so
been doing it. I know your website,
yeah,
it's already there, but
yeah
it's not in the contract. So while we are redoing it, let's just have that and then
swap.
Number 10 item. I guess that's fine. It says.
Yeah, that number 10 with the complimentary ads, that's been when we offered
yes
that added to the contract.
Yes.
That's on either Heather or anyone in the city if they want to use it. And Heather's been using it.
Yes.
But that is available to be changed at any time. And so we've had them on running on the website consistently year round. So just
yes
if you want it, she can change it whenever she wants.
Sure. So that's all. If you don't have any other suggestion, that's all suggestion I had from me. But do you have any other?
Just
Marisha?
The topic of the RFPs. I know.
For the RFPs, let's see. I think we went over this last year also. But
which number is that?
I don't know which number is here for the RFPs.
I think isn't it just under number 8 also?
Oh, yeah, yeah, number
mm-hmm
6.
Which so one? Only, I know we talk about this, you guys said this in the past, that when you get the inquiry, based on the inquiry, you choose which hotel or which property meet the requirement, and then you send the RFP, but is it possible, because I know all the municipalities sending to all the city hotel motel.
Mm.
I know whichever doesn't fit into that category, they will not get selected and they may not even bother to send the RFP, but just to do that, is it so that way all the city hotel would know that there is an event going on or there is RFP
yes
going on?
Okay,
no,
there's 2 issues. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Essentially, and it does say in here that we'll send to forward the proposals to hotels and motels.
Yeah.
which meet the requirements of such RFPs.
Yeah, I saw
that. The reason for that is because if we send out RFPs to all the hotels, even if they don't meet the requirements of the RFP requester, that meeting planner could be inundated with, you know, contacts and emails that they do not wish to have. They don't want to be contacted by properties that want to try to convince them they'll fit in their property when they won't. We are respecting the request of the meeting planner or the event planner. Plain and simple. We are not sending that RFP to properties that don't fit their requirements because that's our job. Well, our job is to make sure that we are guiding planners, they're our customers, they're our visitors, to properties that can meet the requirements of their event. Plain and simple. So it's nothing to do with we're favoring anybody or, but if we know, and Jill has done this on plenty of occasions, if we know there are other properties that do meet their requirements and they didn't specifically ask for it, we do let them know. So we have actually added properties onto those RFPs that the requester didn't originally have. But again, they have to meet the requirements. Otherwise, and believe me, I've been in both sides of this, planner and supplier, and if you give up, they do get angry. They do, and they we will lose planners and we will lose credibility as a CVB. And it's hard enough to get planners to go to a CVB for their services. That's something that sometimes they feel they can kind of do on their own. But we do offer unique services to planners and we keep our integrity in showing those planners only what meets their requirements and not anything else to respect them and their processes. So we can't send RFPs out unless they meet the qualifications. Now, in terms of just knowing what events are happening in town, we have explored that a little bit, but we've also, but the majority of hotel properties don't want other hotel properties to know the business that they're having. So we can say, oh, this event is in town and they're staying at the Grand Geneva, or this conference is going on over at Geneva National. Typically in the hotel industry, unless we actually book the business, which we usually don't, the hotel does, it's not our information to share. And we've actually explored that because we thought it would be great to say, hey, there's this conference of, you know, 1,000 people happening just down the road, and maybe the downtown businesses would like to know. And we've been told, yeah, no, don't. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to know.
So I understand where you stand, but is there a way we can shoot out email to all the city hotel, motel, that there is a RFP has come up with these requirements? And if I know, if a property or hotel thinks they meet, then they can send the visitor to Geneva, you can forward to...
We have all the specs and all the details from all of the meeting and event spaces. Jill is very well-versed in all of them. They're all our members, obviously, and we have all of their information on our website, plus additional files. Jill is very well-versed on all of those properties. She takes site tours regularly. She knows the capabilities of the facilities, so it really wouldn't... do anybody any good to have the properties determine if they're qualified or not for that particular meeting or event.
I think what I'm trying to say, not the property to determine, but at least they would know that RFP is being discussed about those days or something in town. Just like shoot out the email that we are collecting, or we have RFP come up for January 2026, and their requirement is blah blah blah, and we will send out whoever fits in that category. That's all.
No, like they know that process. We have quarterly meetings with the directors of sales for all the meeting and event venues, and Jill has regular communication with them, and they already have a reporting system, and they actually have helped build that reporting system, and that's not something that they ask for. It's not something that they need. She does give them information, like I share with you guys, as far as how many RFPs were sent out each month. And in their meetings, everybody's invited to those DOS meetings. They're quarterly. And they know that, they know what RFPs they get, and they can, do the math minus the total and realize how many they got versus another property. And they all talk with one another, too. All the meeting and event venues, they talk with one another. They don't really, keep too much secret. But again, in terms of going to do something that they don't really care about or need information, they have asked us for information and we've obliged, but that's not one of the pieces of information they've asked for. So I guess in how they do their work, we try to align with whatever information we can possibly share with them, we do, without giving away.
Because some of the hotel
hoteliers been asking that how come we don't get RFPs? How come we don't get RFPs? All other cities send out the RFPs. So that's why it's keep coming up that we
no,
how
they
come
don't
we
get,
don't get the RFPs.
No, Jill talks with other DMOs and other same size. They don't. They don't send out to everybody.
No.
Milwaukee would be buried if they did that. It's just not ethical and it's not professional. Now, again, the DMOs or CVBs that send out RFPs, some of the ones in bigger cities, they have sales departments which they actually do the booking. They're large, like Milwaukee. They have a convention
yes.
center,
yeah.
you know, things like that, where they run the convention center, so they book the business. They can talk about that business all they want because it's theirs. It's not the hotel's.
I see.
And so, and again, we can't do that. It's, and again, we are aligning ourselves with what our hotels have asked us for, our hotel partners, but we haven't heard that they are asking for all of the RFPs. They don't want to waste their time with them because what they have to do is they get it, they have to assign it to someone, look at it, research it, and go, oh, that doesn't fit us. It's kind of a waste of their time.
And then they get mad at us for giving it to them.
Yeah. So, but again, this is really, again, hotels and venues with meeting and event space. And Jill, our destination sales leader, is very well. She comes from the hotel side. So she used to work at the Fairfield. So, and Lake Lawn. And, you know, so she's definitely got the history from everything from a standalone hotel to a large resort. And she knows that side of the business. And so now she's on the opposite side, which is the best thing you could ask for in this position. So, but they are happy with what they're getting. She shares the totals with them every month. So, and again, you have to understand too that a lot of planners who are planning large events, they usually come to a visitors bureau the bigger the meeting is. If it's a smaller meeting, we're not even hearing from those planners. They're going directly to the hotel because they're finding the information online. Our website has all their specs and all their details under the meeting venues. So they're probably going directly to the hotel and they're not even coming to us. So that's probably why you see most of these RFPs are going to the bigger properties because that's a type of service that a meeting planner, a large meeting planner will seek out with a CVB. So if that helps answer that question.
Thank you. Mary Jo, any question? Should we make all these changes that we just talked about it and ask to have it for at least next meeting? The number 8, there were a couple of...
City, I wrote that down.
Yeah, provide link to Riviera website and then change downtown Lake Geneva tourism to City of Lake Geneva and all those. We got it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think downtown is mentioned a few times in there,
yeah.
So maybe just...
Yeah.
Good catch, Shakia.
Yes. So you are so far okay with continuing with the same contract?
Well...
Any...
You know, I'm going to put this out there, too. You know, all City of Lake Geneva people got increases, and so I have a team, too, that works hard. And so if it's still static and the same amount of money, it means, you know, the same for everybody with cost of living adjustments and all of that. So that's not taken in consideration with the contract either.
Okay, so we will make motion to discuss this further in the next meeting when Brian is also going to be here and we will have more detailed information about our budgets and numbers and everything also.
May I ask
all these changes?
In discussion, make sure you guys have a conversation with Dave.
Okay.
Get the info so you have all the information you
okay.
need.
Okay, so there is a list of fees and things that
yeah.
he has in his possession that we
can
ask for to start that?
Agreement and bring that along with the contract, because
okay.
then we can get it approved,
so,
I'm sure.
Yeah, we can include
thank
that in
that.
The contract. Yep.
Yeah, thank you, because we'll ask for that first so we know what we're talking
yes.
about. Thank you.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oppose? Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you, Deanna and Stephanie.
Yeah,
wonderful. You guys do wonderful job.
Thank you.
Wonderful job.
Love it.
Let's see the agenda number.
The logo.
Number 12, Tourism Commission logo. Yes, yes.
Yeah, hang on. You might need to do your special thing with Deanna again because she's my graphic person.
Mm-hmm. Today's the person of the day is Deanna. Okay,
yeah.
can we
So what we've come to realize since this got your logo,
that again, we're not graphic designers at our office, but we do hire graphic designers. And someone, another staff member in our office just put this together, so this is really not, you don't have to vote on any of these or anything like that. But so one thing we did realize since the last meeting is the original designer of the City of Lake Geneva is Neil Aspinall. And we work with Neil Aspinall a lot, and we can easily just have him create a mock-up of, you know, actually recreate this using the same fonts in your, because we don't have the fonts that are in the City of Lake Geneva logo. So to create something that looks, right. So, and I've done the same thing. Like, for instance, when I came aboard, our Restaurant Week logo was created by Neil years ago, and I needed to make a change to it or whatever, and I just paid him to make a minor change, and it was done really quickly. So I thought, why not just go to Neil for this? So whether we do it or the city does it or whatever, we're fine either way, but I think all we need to do is just ask Neil to create a sister logo, if you will, that just has the word Tourism Commission underneath it. And that might set it up for if there was another department or another entity of the city that needed the same thing, we would have the same consistency, or you would have the same consistency, the city would have the same consistency, and using the same font types in it.
Right, and then we'd have the digital file.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And again, we can't prevent or provide those native files, because again, we're not graphic designers. We just hire graphic designers. And a graphic designer would, like Neil, have all those native files in all the sizes, color schemes, et cetera, black and white versions, et cetera, for anything you'd use it for.
So they have your Tourism Commission lettering in the same.
Yes, yes. Font. So this came from Neil or no?
No. From the just what somebody in our office put together, but it's just sort of if sizing wise, as sort of an example we could give to a designer, but then all of a sudden we realize that this is Neil's work, and we could cut out a whole bunch of work and just go straight to Neil.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering too if it really should come from the Tourism Commission budget, so that we could claim ownership of the digital file.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be. Yeah.
I remember when I had him do a minor adjustment in the logo, and this probably just a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Not
but
expensive
I'm wondering,
at all.
Budget, I mean, we can.
We need to motion to approve the budget for this, and then have the Neil create the final.
I could get a quote from him and tell him what you're looking for and kind of arrange it all and then bring it back.
Check with Laura to see if we can actually pay for it.
Okay.
The budget, I'm assuming you can.
Of course we can. I
but
guess.
But we would want confirmation.
Yeah, I could work with Neil to get a quote.
Okay.
And then we can get the original logo, and then city can, and anybody can use it, because we will need to provide copy to all.
That's what I'm saying. If we pay for it.
And that'll be nice for you guys to have, and you own it.
Yeah. And then once I have that, then if the city or council or Tourism Commission just, end up paying for it, then you guys can work directly with Neil after that, but I can get the ball rolling with Neil.
Okay.
Because I've already done it with him.
And I'll put in the minutes that we'll check with Laura and how to pay for that.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all number 12 then?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, and
so
number 13.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Next month. Promise.
Next month, yes. Yes. And number 13, I guess Riviera agreement for the events. We already talked about that. For the rental fees waived, you will be talking to Dave, I guess. Right, number 13?
Yeah.
That is same thing?
Well, we didn't bring this up.
Yeah, 13 wasn't for us.
It's related, right. It's related to that, but I think it was more Stephanie, because you have a Riviera agreement.
We have a lease agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We have the standard lease agreement, but there isn't anything in place for anyone that requests a complimentary use of the space.
So what kind of happened previously when Visit was going to host the Miss America homecoming, that kind of went through Dave Nord and then came to me and said, okay, this was approved. You can go ahead and provide the complimentary space. Questions came up on what happens with Winterfest, and I said, I don't know, because it kind of just always happened. So
same thing. I guess you just need to have a document that it's been waived, or Dave can approve it, and you can just keep in your file. That's
or know what the processes are.
I put down form and process, both.
That's
we
it.
We don't have a form, and we don't have a process.
There's nothing. It's just kind of been through email. It's, this wants to be hosted, and then it's going to be complimentary space, but having a better idea of the process.
Okay, I'll make a motion to refer to the city administrator developing a form and describing the process for what groups that, and it may be part of what we're doing with the waiting.
And what that approval process looks like, you know, what committee does it go to, who approves it, things like that.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Refuse?
Okay.
No. Okay. Oh, we did good job. Now, number 14, the future agenda item for November 13 meeting. What do we have, Mary Jo?
Contract.
Yeah. The Visit Lake Geneva contract?
Mm-hmm.
With all the updates?
Mm-hmm.
And the logo, maybe from Alex?
Alex.
Yeah, logo, the tourism logo?
From Deanna.
Deanna? From Deanna. Yeah. Okay, from Deanna.
I'm going to get a quote from Neil for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
by that time you should know how it will be paid for, and we'll get that. Will be done.
Sure.
Okay.
The other one that kind of dropped off was we were in that discussion of the QR code and not doing the QR code, but having a link.
Yes.
On the grantees digital materials is what we settled on. So that it could link to the city, not the Riviera.
Material.
Yes.
You can't put a link or a QR code on the digital.
On the website.
Okay.
So
on the website.
On the website. The event website, we should have a link that goes to city's hotel, motel, lodging page on city website, not the Riviera website.
To city website.
Yes.
And the city website would link back to yours.
No.
It would be a landing page, and then each of those.
Oh, it was going to duplicate.
Yes.
Or mirror it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just mirror it. Yes.
All right. Thank you. But so that dropped off. So we'll add that back on.
Yes.
To see what Dave has done with that.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right.
And we are not putting Taverns League because they didn't show up, right? So we don't know.
Right. And I just wanted to tell everybody to interrupt. The Geiger tour we hosted, one of the folks was with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They're really like USA Today. They do a bunch. But so we've just been ranked as one of the most romantic small towns in the U.S.
Oh,
so they just did
wonderful.
That. Ken, I know you love that.
Cherry on the top, right? We needed to hear that.
Wonderful. When I think romance,
yes.
I think Ken.
Yes.
I think you need some help. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn today's meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Refuse?
See, you bring up romance, and Ken's out of here.
Hey.
Dennis, I do not expect to see that in the newspaper. Thanks, Mary Jo. Thank you, Zakiya.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good eyes.
It's a team, everybody reading it.
It does. Yep. Mm-hmm. When I read.
Museum story, yes.